This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Film reviewer Stephen, are you there?
I am indeed, David. It's a pleasure to be on air with you.
Yeah, and a pleasure to have you on air as well. Now, what's going on and what are we watching? And it's all on streaming or free-to-air. What's happening?
Well, it's, as you know, David, we live in interesting times, shall we say. So, yeah, most of the movies I'm watching are now, on our television via various streaming platforms, of which there are 8 billion. But one in particular, David, some of our viewers might have seen this last year at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival Midway Festival, the MQFF Extra, and it's called Circus of Books. Now, David, this is one of the most beautiful documentaries I have ever seen. I absolutely adore it. It's on Netflix. So if people have Netflix, they can get it there. And essentially, people don't know that the name, it used to be a very, very famous, maybe even infamous, porn bookstore in Los Angeles. And what makes this a really fascinating story is that around about 1976, this heterosexual Jewish couple, Karen and Barry Mason, were a bit down on their luck, and they answered an ad by porn magnate Larry Flynn in the newspaper looking for places that would publish Hustler magazine.
Oh, right, that's right, yes.
So basically, what this Jewish couple decided to do was they took up the lease of this porn shop.
Yep.
And they started to sell Hustler, and it did really well.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of people through the doors. And David, what makes this really beautiful is that, first of all, this couple are like the last people on the planet that you would imagine would be running a sex shop, basically. But what happens is that they just really build this beautiful community between their customers and their staff. And of course, with it being 1976, David, it's not too long until the HIV AIDS crisis comes onto the scene.
Yeah.
And they really are, this family did so much to support so many people during that time. And look, the documentary's actually been made by their daughter, Rachel, and it's just a really loving look at an unusual situation. And her brother also came out. And the funny thing about this documentary, David, is that the mum, on one hand, is running this successful business and she's looking after her staff. But at the same time, because of the time, she, it was a difficult journey for her and her son when he came out. So there's all these layers of, acceptance and what the public were ready for. And they kind of lived this double life, David, where I don't think most of the friends knew what line of business was.
Yeah. And what's it on? Is that on?
That's on Netflix.
It just
launched on there. People can
And what's it called? What's it called?
It's called Circus of Books.
Circus of Books. And how many stars will you give it?
I'm giving it 4.5, David. I adore that. It's really gorgeous.
Whoa. Okay. Now, Stephen, just hold it there for a moment. We've got a couple of important messages. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, and this is Radiothon, people. I need to see that screen lighting up with people either renewing membership, becoming a member, or donating, or being a, a subscriber. It's all there on your fingertips. Just go to joy.org.au.
Relationship and family violence is often invisible in the LGBTI community. It's time we all said enough is enough.
If you or someone you know is using abusive or controlling behaviour, Thorn Harbour Health can help. Thorn Harbour Health have programs that can help individuals stop intimidating and controlling their partner.
You have the choice to get support and start behaving more safely and respectfully towards those you love. They also have services available to people experiencing relationship violence. Call them now, 9865 6700,
or go to thornharbour.org.
A community message supported by Joy.
Joy Radiothon 2020.
Hey, it's Richard Foster from the Joy News team. I got involved with Joy because as a staunch LGBTIQ ally, I wanted to be more involved with the community. Joy News is the longest running program on Joy. And now, in times of crisis, when up-to-date news matters, Joy is providing more news than ever. With over 25 volunteers, every day we're bringing the news to you. Joy News is your news, and we need your support. So this Radiothon, subscribe, donate, become a member.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Head to joy.org.au for more details.
Yes, you're on Joy 94.9. It's Radiothon, and this is Sunday Arts Magazine with me, David Hunt. And on the line, we have our wonderful film reviewer, Stephen A. Russell. Now, we just spoke about the Hustler show that's now on Netflix. What's it called again?
Circus of Books.
Circus of Books. Now, what else have you got for us?
Do you know what, David? There's another brilliant documentary has just landed. I feel like I'm really... You know, while we're all stuck at home, I'm loving documentary and just finding out more about, you know, other parts of the world. And there's a new documentary just landed on Stan, which is the Australian streaming service, called The Longest War. And this is from the same filmmaker, Greg Barker, who did the documentary The Final Year about the last 12 months of Barack Obama's administration and his foreign policy.
Yep.
So, look, he's got that really great ability to take a kind of sweeping look at a big topic but make it really approachable and engaging. And basically this one is, he's done it with the executive producers of Homeland, you know, the TV series with Claire Danes as a CIA agent. Well, it's sort of to coincide with the final season of that releasing. And what it looks at is the really long and tortuous history of American interference and CIA getting involved in Afghanistan, which is now, you know, the longest war that America's ever been involved in. They've spent an insane amount of money, like, you know, over $1 trillion on it. And what this documentary does is it looks at a whole bunch of people, both on the ground in Afghanistan, locals, and also ex-CIA operatives who really question the worth of America's presence there and what's actually been achieved. Look, this is, it's like a thriller, David. It's really...
Ah, excellent.
It goes backwards as well. You know, it looks at, obviously, Russia's involvement in the area.
Yep.
And it kind of really draws out this incredible timeline that zips along through the decade.
Okay.
Yeah, David, I found this gripping. It was like watching a thriller series.
Okay. So what's it called?
That is called The Longest War. And people can get that on Stan.
And Stan. And how many stars will you give that one?
I'm going to give this one 4 stars. The only criticism I would have, David, is so zippy at 80 minutes. I almost wanted more. I wanted to look at the series of it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. Anything else that's caught your fancy?
Yeah. Can I do one last little thing?
Sure. Yep, you can.
David, this is quite unusual, right, David? It's called The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful, beautiful film. And weirdly, David, it debuted to great fanfare at the Sundance Film Festival at the start of last year, and it never, ever got a release in Australia. It didn't do the film festival. So you might think, there might be alarm bells going off there, David, thinking, is it any good? But, oh my goodness, this is one of the most beautiful films I've seen in a very long time. campaign.
Well, with a title like that, you know, like, do you think that's a bad title for it? And you're like, what is it about? You know, tell us.
I know. Look, it is a really unusual title, I'll give you that. Basically, what it is, the filmmaker Joe D'Halbert has created this beautiful drama, and it's loosely based on the real life of his best friend, Jimmy Fails, who also stars in a film essentially about his family's history. And what it is, there's this beautiful Victorian home that this African-American man's family used to own, no longer does. He's down on his luck, along with his best mate. And what they do is they just go and they do all this renovation work on this property that they do not own, that the owner does not want them doing. And yet, he's just so in love with this history, this idea of what used to be part of his family. And it's a real, it's a kind of elegiac ode to a love, you know, a love story of a place. It's a beautiful film that has incredible cinematography about San Francisco, a beautiful score. It's quite sad, David. Like, essentially, he wants to, they end up squatting in this beautiful house. And a lot comes out about the truth of the narratives our families tell us. But David, this one blew me away. I'm giving it 5 stars.
Whoa, 5 stars. And what's it called again?
It's called The Last Black Man in San Francisco, and you can download it or rent it from iTunes now.
Oh, okay. I haven't done that yet. I haven't tried doing that one, but there you go. There's so many options now, isn't there?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, well, and there's so much new stuff coming out all the time on the streaming channels
really
as well,
is.
Isn't there? Yeah. So it's a good time to be at home. Well, on purpose, they've releasing stuff on purpose. Stephen A. Russell, thank you so much for your film reviews today. And it's Radiothon. And what does Joy mean to you?
Do you know what? It's just an absolute champion of our community. And even my tiny little involvement chatting to you every fortnight makes me so proud of everything that all of you do. And honestly, we all should support a community champion.
Yeah, well, good.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.